Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 30th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful Friday, and the Lord is ready to speak to us with a brand new topic. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today's topic we'll be looking at, don't let go. It's a charge today. Don't let go. And our hymn for today is taken from hymn 16 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 16 from our Open Heaven Manual. See, so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job from chapter 13 to chapter 16. Job from chapter 13 to chapter 16. And our memory verse for today is taken from Luke chapter 11 verse 9. Luke chapter 11 verse 9, which says, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11 verse 9. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 11 from verse 5 to 10. Luke chapter 11 from verse 5 to 10. From verse 5 it reads, then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door is opened. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52, Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52, Bartimaeus cried continually until Jesus attended to him. If Bartimaeus had not been persistent, he may not have gotten his miracle. In Genesis 32 from verse 24 to 28, when the angel said to Jacob, let me go, he replied, I won't let you go until you bless me. Beloved, hold on to God until you get your miracle. He said in Isaiah 62 from verse 6 to 7 that you should not let him rest until he establishes you and make you a praise in the earth. Many people don't get their miracles because they give up too soon. However, people who know how to continually knock on heaven's door always receives answers. Jesus told the parable of the widow who didn't stop demanding justice in Luke 18 from verse 2 to 5. She wouldn't let the judge rest until he attended to her matter. Although he didn't fear God or regard men, the widow's persistence pushed him to help her. In today's Bible reading, Jesus told another parable of a fellow who went to his friend's house and at midnight to ask for bread to entertain a visitor. Jesus said that even though his friend might not want to respond to him because it was late, he would rise and give him as many loaves as he wanted because he is persistent. Every problem you might experience in your life has an expiry date if you don't give up on God. If you continually knock, the door will eventually open. People who are faint-hearted or give up easily cannot get anything significant from life. Such people let go even when they are so close to their blessing. People who don't let go are people of great determination. Some of them wrestle all night in prayer and continue knocking on heaven's door until they receive answers. Be determined. Don't give up on your prayers until you receive answers like Daniel, like we see in Daniel chapter 10 from verse 2 to 14, and Jacob, like we see in Genesis 32 from verse 24 to 28, then Elijah, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 42 to 45. The widow in Jesus' parable in Luke chapter 18 from verse 2 to 5. Beloved, you can grow your strength by consuming God's word and waiting on him in the place of prayer. Do not let the enemy cheat you by wearing you down at the edge of your breakthrough. Hold on firmly to God's promises. Don't take no for an answer. You will eventually receive your miracle if you persist in your prayers. Like the woman in Matthew 15 from verse 21 to 28. Do you want a blessing like Jacob or justice like the widow in Luke chapter 18 from verse 2 to 5? Don't let go. Keep knocking and pushing until your answer comes. Today's opening will come to the key point that says, those who keep knocking and asking will eventually receive their miracles. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.